CJSF 90.1 FM would like to remind listeners that the following program is a repeat broadcast.
Thank you for tuning in. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC. My name is Lynn, and you're about to listen to some shoegaze. All right. So the theme this week is shoegaze, which, like, shoegaze, like gay shoegaze, if that makes sense to you. So it's going to be a bunch of queer artists, and first up today is going to be the song Two Girls Kissing by Swirlies. It's probably one of my favorite songs of all time. And I spent a good deal of time just pulling some stuff together for this particular episode because I am a lesbian. And I think it's just really important to get some queer visibility out there. So yeah, we're going to listen to Two Girls Kissing by Swirlies up first. All right, that was Swirlies with Two Girls Kissing. It's probably one of my favorite songs of all time because I am, in fact, a girl and I enjoy kissing other girls. Next song is going to be Angel by My Bloody Valentine. So Debbie, who's the bassist from My Bloody Valentine, is actually a lesbian. And from their album EP 1998 to 1991 in Rare Tracks, it's actually a photo of Debbie and her girlfriend on the cover, which is cool. And then after that, we're going to listen to Great Death with Country Girl. And then after that, 12 Rods with the song Friend from their album Gay EP.
We'll be right back. Late for the set time, it's
that was 12 Rods with Friend. So I've been out as a lesbian since January, shockingly enough, I know. It took me like 20 years to figure that out, which is crazy. I came out as bi when I was 15, and I've mostly dated men. And what really nailed it home for me was learning about compat, which is kind of just the idea that, like, you're socially obligated to find men attractive and center your life around men, but then for some reason you're not attracted to men at all. And it took me a lot of soul searching and honestly working around a lot of my internalized lesbophobia, but then everything just made so much more sense. And it was almost so funny that when I did come out, no one was surprised. They were all like, yep, we clocked it. I'm like, okay, thanks. I guess I'm just a massive dyke. I really love that the lesbian community reclaimed that word, but honestly, it's kind of funny to hear people use it in a disparaging context, because I've only almost exclusively heard it in, like, within the community. But there was this one time where I unfortunately heard someone use it against me, and I'm like, this is just, it's almost like lost its power. So, yeah, and I also just think, like, when I was putting this all together, I was just thinking about wanting to celebrate two things that I really love, which is being queer, being lesbian, and shoegaze. And so after that, we're going to be listening to Piss Kiss. So he's an artist based in LA. He's gay. And I had a chance to chat with him back in June. He is such a gem. We're going to listen to Black Cat from his album Black Cat. And then following that, we're going to listen to Funeral Homes with Double Vision from their 2022 album Blue Heaven. And so as I was kind of putting everything together, I came across this Reddit thread by Funeral Homes, or one of the members of Funeral Homes who identifies as a lesbian. And they kind of wanted to create this, like, compilation of queer shoegaze artists. And I thought that was really cool, so props to them for that. And then after that, we're going to listen to Figurines from the new She's Green EP, Chrysalis, which came out August 15th.